This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 174 for Monday, December 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts traded to both sides of unchanged on Monday, posting losses for most of the day but moving higher by the close. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided support. Losses in soybeans had weighed on prices for most of the day, as did a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar, but those gains in soy oil, along with overnight advances in Malaysian palm oil, provided support. The tight canola supply situation, confirmed by Statistics Canada in their updated production estimates on Friday, also underpinned the futures. The January contract up $1.60 at $1,028.50 per ton. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both mostly lower, while wheat was mixed. Uncertainty over the Omicron COVID-19 variant kept some caution in the grains and oilseeds. Gains in outside energy markets, including crude oil, had lent support to soybeans, but soybeans ended lower despite the advances in soy oil. January beans, they're down 5 cents at $12.62 per bushel. U.S. soybean export commitments are running behind the year-ago pace, accounting for some of the selling pressure, but the USDA did announce private export sales of 130,000 tons of beans to China this morning. Corn, it bounced around with the bias lower, down a quarter cent in the March contract at 583 and three quarters. Weekly U.S. corn inspections of about 760,000 tons were down slightly from the previous week, with total exports during the crop year to date of 9.4 million tons, running about 2 million tons behind last year's pace. Reports out of China place corn production there at 272.6 million tons. That'd be up by nearly 5% on the year. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates on Thursday, with pre-report positioning likely to be a feature the next few days. Wheat, it finished mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 cents in the March contract at $10.27 per bushel, while Kansas City down a penny in the March contract at $5.23.5. Chicago wheat, it's up 2 cents in the March contract at $8.06 per bushel. U.S. wheat carryout and world production numbers will be followed closely in Thursday's USDA report, with a number of major world exporters dealing with tighter wheat supplies this year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, December 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.